Until last year, American comedian Jim Gaffigan was best known for his role in the sitcom That 70s Show, playing a character called Roy Keane. That's with K-E-E rather than K-E-A. Then last year, Gaffigan published a comedic guide to parenting called Dad is Fat. He also became the unwitting face of plagiarism when Shia LaBeouf cast him in his short film HowardCantor.com, with Gaffigan playing the central role. Jim Gaffigan makes his Vicar Street debut this Thursday, and earlier he spoke to our reporter, A.B. Philbin Bowman, who's with me right now. How would you describe the comedy of Jim Gaffigan, A.B.?
Well, he's not trying to, you know, solve the Ukrainian crisis inside an hour, Sean. He's somebody who does observational comedy about his own life, about being an American, being a father, eating rather too much food, I suppose.
And that's where Dad is Fat. This is a book that he wrote, New York Times bestseller list for 3 months, and came straight in at number five. So it's quite a hit, that
Absolutely.
Book for him.
Well, he's very popular in the States, and he was writing about his own experiences of being a father. And the name Dad is Fat actually came from his own son. The first full sentence his son wrote on a whiteboard was Dad is Fat, and Gaffigan said, yeah, he showed it to me and I laughed and then put him up for adoption. So he's published this book along, and you'll get a sense of his domestic life actually from this clip of his comedy. This is him talking about his domestic life.
Last night I was eating a pint of ice cream and I finished it because I'm American, alright? I took off the lid and I threw it away because I'm not a quitter, everyone. And because I care about the environment. I was conserving energy by not refreezing it. You're welcome. Of course, it was at night. You ever eat ice cream during the day? You're like, what are we, 6 years old? I was eating a pint of ice cream and sweatpants like a man. My wife came in the room. She was like, Jim, are you going to eat an entire pint of ice cream by yourself? I was like, hopefully. Unless you selfishly want a bite. Jim, you have a 9-year-old daughter. Don't you want to be at her wedding? Not really, no. Wait, is there going to be ice cream at her wedding? Because if you promise, I still don't want to go. How would attending a wedding, why would that be an incentive? It's like, don't you die in 18 years. There's an awkward party you have to pay for.
So clearly food is a very important aspect of Jim Gaffigan's comedy, A.B.
Indeed, I was slagging him during the interview that he's essentially healing America one ice cream joke at a time. But yes, no, food is a big theme for him. And he's not enormous, you know, certainly not by American standards. He's, you know, reasonably big guy, but I guess big enough for his son to write Dad is Fat on a whiteboard.
All right. You came across an entry on Jim Gaffigan's Wikipedia page, which is always a dubious source for information, but you found something there that you wanted to talk to him about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that, you know, it won't sound particularly funny on air, but when you're reading a sort of a dry, you know, Wikipedia-style informational entry, it just said he's married to actress Jenny Noth, with whom he has 5 children. The family of 7 live in a 2-bedroom apartment in New York City. Gaffigan has stated on stage that he is Catholic. And that the juxtaposition of that, you know, huge family in a tiny house, Catholic, it was a stereotypical thing that seemed kind of funny and interesting. So I asked him specifically about that.
I still don't know how Wikipedia works. But, I do live in a 2-bedroom, and I am Catholic. And, you know, it's so funny because, you know, saying you're Catholic, you know, in the entertainment industry in the United States is the equivalent of saying you're gay in 1950. I'm kind of sick of the teams, us and them. You know, I didn't vote for Bush, but, you know, I don't feel like I needed to go on stage and complain about him for 20 minutes. You know, the us and them kind of comedy I never really responded to. I want my material to kind of not please everyone in the room, but be somewhat accessible and not be at somebody else's expense. But yes, we do live in a 2-bedroom apartment, but we're going to move. You know, it's not like a reality show. It's like, how can this family with 5 kids live in 2 bedrooms?
Just wondering, A.B., listening to him talking about his Catholicism there, does Catholicism or religion make much of an appearance in his comedy act?
Not hugely, no. I mean, he talked about how he likes the fact that his audience can be, you know, a lesbian couple sitting beside an evangelical family and neither of them knows the other's politics or cares because he's talking about going to McDonald's or eating ice cream. And he said himself that he grew up in a sort of Catholic environment. By the time he was 20, he was a full-blown atheist, and then he met and fell in love with a woman who kind of, he said, brainwashed him, so I think jokingly. But it is an interesting point that, you know, being Catholic, Catholic now in the comedy scene is, you know, like being gay in the 50s. It's an interesting sort of thing
to
talk
about.
It's not cool. Yeah, and he talked about not liking that America of the teams and not liking that sort of segregation almost.
Now, you mentioned the Shia LaBeouf film where he was involved. What happened there and what's the story about plagiarism?
Well, as a lot of people will know, Shia LaBeouf made this directorial debut last year called HowardCantor.com, and he cast Jim Gaffigan in the central role. Now, the film was essentially ripped off. It's been since acknowledged it was ripped off from Daniel Clowes, a piece called Justin M. Damiano, and the whole opening monologue was literally almost verbatim. And of course, Jim Gaffigan had no idea of this. And among comedians, there is such an honour code around you don't steal material. And if you get a reputation as somebody who steals jokes from other people, nobody wants to work with you because, you know, it's like in any field, if you're working hard and somebody else is stealing your work and claiming credit for it, you know, you get pretty unpopular pretty quickly. But he didn't know this, obviously. He's not a big comic book fan. But as soon as the film came out, people spotted it. And then Shia LaBeouf went through this bizarre series of, first of all, he apologised. The apology was plagiarised from somewhere else. He hired a plane and went skywriting, you know, I'm sorry, Daniel Clowes, above LA. And then he turned up at the premiere for Nymphomaniac with a paper bag in his head saying, I'm not famous anymore. So I asked Jim Gaffigan what his side of that whole strange story was.
I met Shia the night before I started shooting, and I shot, and he was a perfect delight to work with. And there was a lot of improvising over the couple days that we shot. Shia was a nice guy, and, you know, he's a young guy. You know, maybe he made a mistake, but I remember asking him, like, well, why wouldn't, when it was submitted to the Academy Awards, wouldn't there be a graphic novel fan that would say, by the way, this is a direct ripoff, this opening monologue? You know, there's something so strange about this story. And even Shia, you know, like, there's these magnets, like he and Alec Baldwin, for just conflict. Like, they can't take a step forward without kind of creating some conflict. I mean, I personally see that, and I'm like, thank God, I don't want to be that famous. It probably would have freaked me out a lot more if I hadn't kind of established myself as kind of an original guy. Because, you know, as a comedian, it's like, if you're known as a thief, that's just, you know, you might as well quit, right?
So he won't be on stage with a paper bag saying, I'm not funny anymore, written on it, that's for sure.
No, he won't. It'll be something more like this.
It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you. No one admits to going to McDonald's. They sell 6 billion hamburgers a day. There's only 300 million people in this country. It's like, I'm not a calculus teacher, but I think everyone's lying. You ever been at McDonald's and you see a friend for a second, you're like, oh, crap. Eventually you're like, hey, what's going on? And they're just like, I'm just here for the 99-cent ATM. What are you doing here, Jim? I'm just meeting a hooker. Certainly not eating here, that's for sure. Yeah, he should be here by now.
Jim Gaffigan, who performs in Dublin's Vicar Street tomorrow night. His memoir, Dad is Fat, is published by Crown Publishing. JimGaffigan.com for full details.